This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. In this episode, Cheating Death in the Tropics.
When George Vandersloos reflects on his military service, it's still painful.
I look back and we lost an awful lot of men in my outfit. Those are the things that you don't care to discuss, you know.
An estimated 400,000 U.S. servicemen and women died in World War II. They didn't all face death on the battlefield. Thousands suffered with tropical illnesses.
I contracted dengue fever. I was kind of a sick pup. We had a lot of the boys had it.
Vandersloos fought in the Battle of Saipan when the mosquito-borne fever hit. An estimated 80,000 Americans in the Pacific Theater were sickened in the epidemic.
Oh, just fever. I mean, you're really sick to your stomach. The corpsman would crawl around and he had pills for us. I don't know what they were.
There was no vaccine for the fever they called Devil's Tongue. A similar story for Axel Holmes. Stationed in the Philippines, Holmes was stricken by a different illness.
Hepatitis. I come down with hepatitis because of drinking that river water instead of drinking from our own canteens.
Holmes quickly became so ill he was pulled from duty.
He says, well, we're going to have to send you to the hospital. I said, why? He says, we can't get your fever down.
Holmes was too sick to know it, but while his fever raged, the atomic bomb was dropped.
So the war was going when I went in the hospital. I come out 74 days later, the war was all over. Everybody was going home.
Both veterans are old men now, but when they fought, they were barely men at all. The vitality of their youth and some good luck brought them home survivors of war and of dangerous illness.
Veterans Voices is produced by Ampers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at minnesotavets.org.